The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11 10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Vortex Jones. Glad to meet you. Welcome to the show. Listen closely. We're coming just your way. So here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful, brilliant son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most amazing formulas, the most amazing nutrition, the greatest proteins, the greatest vitamins, the greatest organic combinations, the greatest prices, as you all tell us all the time, anywhere. And in addition, right there, side by side, our best buddy, our brother-sister, and that is the broth cafe at Alive and Well, the broad spectrum broth, because the word broth covers a lot of fantastic organic bases, magnificent dishes, organic. And remember, let us preface that by saying that we are so grateful every day to the bond that we have with local organic Maui farmers. Every day, the organic produce is brought in, fresh, organic, for all the different dishes that are there, for the beautiful vegetable, et cetera, juices that are squeezed there. And you have, whether your choice is vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, that's your up to you. But the choice is there. All those things are given to you, wild fish, organic chicken, organic meats, organic non-meats, all the different things are there for you in the magnificent dishes at the Broth Cafe.
Are they ever?
Aren't they incredible?
Delicioso, baby.
And beautiful with the marble table that you have there.
It's the chairs, a counter.
And lovely. But
bar.
It's really special.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And air conditioning and lovely. And it's just terrific. And the magnificent smoothies organically made over there.
And
for
the
you.
Fantastic Vortex water. I'm so proud to accept that appendage to my name, Dennis Vortex.
I think that's great.
Yeah, it kind of goes.
That.
Kind of goes.
Yeah,
you know?
Dennis Vortex water.
It has a little bit of an alliteration to it.
I love that. I never thought of that before, but you're absolutely right
because of all the oxygenation
and circulation. Go and tell us a little bit about the vortex.
Well, it's spun, baby.
And you're talking about sewing. You're talking about spinning.
I'm talking about spinning. I'm talking about molecular activation.
Yes.
I'm talking about hydrogen and oxygen mixing together, really bouncing back and forth to create vibrant, alive water, alive and well water, as a matter of fact.
It is incredible, the high oxygenation, the purification, going along with what Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in the 30s, talking about how important that high oxygenation is to kill all the bad bugs and give life to the body.
And whoever thought that your body really needs hydrogen? We always talk about oxygen, don't have enough oxygen, got to get oxygen. Yeah, you got to get oxygen, but there are several new supplements out there, hydrogen supplements, which increase your hydrogen level in your blood, which is phenomenal. But water does a very similar, very effective thing for hundreds of millions of years, and that is it quenches your thirst. It also fights the antioxidants and the terrible inflammatory components that are in our society. Yeah. I'm running out of breath.
Yes, that's right.
I need a drink. Let me have a swill of this
Go
water.
Right ahead.
Okay.
And we always bring our vortex with us right over here.
We
everything we cook, everything we drink, everything we do is all vortex water. It's made an enormous difference in our lives, the plants' lives, the little house plants, which have lived for the first time with me because I used to kill plants. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. But now that we have the vortex water, they come to life and they're happy and they're wonderful. All those different things. Let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors.
Before we go into this.
Yes, go right ahead.
Let me just mention, if you have glass containers,
yes,
bring them in and fill them up with Vortex water,
yes,
okay?
Definitely.
If you don't have glass containers, come in and buy a glass container, and we give you the volume of water, whatever the glass container size you purchase, we give you free water.
For the
okay?
first, yes, absolutely.
It's phenomenal.
It's just incredible. And it will make a vast difference in our lives when we do that.
And if you have a plastic container, it isn't quite as good as glass because of the plastic transfer into the human body. But whatever container you have, if it's a stainless steel bucket, bring it in and fill it up with Vortex water.
Absolutely. That is the truth. And, you know, as I was prefacing, that Dennis and I aren't doctors. We don't pretend to be. Don't want people on medication, take them off medication. Doctor's area. We do love to share, though, wonderful, just as we're sharing now with you, wonderful information about what doctors, many of them holistic, have learned about nutrition from clinical trials, okay? And share, and they share, and so do we share. That's where, and so when we talk about a testimonial, unsolicited, people come over and share what we shared
with them. Spontaneously. They can't contain it.
This terrific lady that she's beautiful, and she had a history of learning a lot of about nutrition from Alive and Well. And she says, I have to share this testimonial with you. She said she has an elderly mother, she said, who was suffering from severe dizziness. And this is what the lady said, and nothing, no drugs ever worked. She got worse and worse. She could barely stand up. It was very, very bad, she went on. She said, then she gave the lady three supplements we had been talking about, the NAC+, taurine, and the cardio CoQ10. And she said, this is not me making that claim, that in 2 days after utilization, as she was utilizing NAC plus taurine and cardio CoQ10, all the dizziness virtually disappeared.
Yeah, that's
she was
wonderful.
Able to have, I mean, come on, you can't get up, you can't walk around, you can't function with that kind of dizziness. Drugs made it worse, according to this testimonial, okay?
And you know what? Those nutrients increase the oxygen to your brain. Not only oxygen to your little toe and your fingers and your toe, whatever the extremities you have, but oxygen to your brain. And that's one of the major factors of getting on in years, is that the heart isn't strong enough to pump the blood efficiently from your lungs, picking up the oxygen to your brain to maintain your sense of equilibrium and acuity. So along come the nutrients that this woman was taking. The NAC is renowned for restoring lung function, all right, and helping the body produce glutathione, which is a major antioxidant, which reduces inflammation, and the cardio Q10, which is remarkable in delivering the oomph to all of your cells. Oomph is spelled oomph, and that gives your energy, which is phenomenal. Beyond you, when you're young, you make copious amounts of this. That's one of the reasons young people have such a boundless energy. But as you get on in years, you don't make it anymore. And that's why holistic physicians say use the cardio Q10. Not only does it strengthen your heart, but it improves the blood flow and the oxygen pickup and delivery of the heart muscle and the blood thereon.
You know, and I don't want to leave the NAC plus is just incredible. And Dr. Joseph Mercola was listing this, and this is his list, all backed up with all the lines and lines of clinical trials. And I'd like you to read this one page, Dan, okay? Because he was talking about how NAC plus is the leading for liver regeneration, liver damage, et cetera. But here's just a bit of a list. Read that page.
A bit of a list.
From top to bottom,
okay,
proven by
folks,
clinical trials.
Here it comes.
That Dr. Mercola cites, MD.
Straight from the doctor himself. I'm not embellishing this in any way.
No.
Anyway, it's word for word.
Yes.
Dr. Mercola said, aside from its hepatoprotective liver protection effects, research shows that NAC plus is remarkable for the following conditions. NAC plus helps prevent chronic obstructive pulmonary disease exacerbation, obstructive pulmonary lung function, okay? Improves muscle performance. It prevents contrast-induced kidney damage during imaging procedures. Protects against Alzheimer's disease when taken in combination with R-alpha-lipoic acid. Attenuates influenza when started before infection. Reduce symptoms associated with ulcerative colitis.
Very good. Very interesting.
Treats pulmonary fibrosis. We're talking lungs here,
folks. Yeah, and we're talking fibrosis is the scar tissue in the lungs from different diseases and afflictions.
And does fibrosis impede the oxygen absorption?
Oh, great. The lungs don't work.
And it prevents asthma.
Yes.
Prevents asthma.
I was an asthmatic, folks. It's a miracle. Okay.
So it improves male fertility by improving sperm quality.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
So NAC Plus is a big swimmer because it gets the sperm. Remember, they always talk about how it swims all over the planet. Sperm have to swim, all man. Right. They got a lot to do. They got to pass a lot of different situations.
I should say, baby.
And so the NAC Plus is not only a big fighter, it's a big swimmer.
And it treats infertility in female patients with clomiphene-resistant polycystic ovary syndrome.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's a new one for me.
That's a big one.
Clomiphene-resistant polycystic ovary syndrome. The NAC helps prevent that. And it also has been shown to reduce the risk of premature birth and miscarriage.
Oh, isn't that?
N-acetyl plus. NAC plus.
I never heard of that, you know.
I didn't either.
Never did. Incredible.
And it didn't help my pregnancy at all.
We could go on with this for quite a while, okay?
Well,
it didn't, you know.
Let me finish what he says. The doctor goes on to say, treats numerous forms of cancer and protects against toxicity of radiotherapy DNA damage, has been shown to be completely blocked by NAC+.
Oh, yeah.
Let me read that again.
Say that, yes, the radiation damage.
NAC+ treats numerous forms of cancer and protects against toxicity of radiotherapy and DNA damage has been shown to be completely blocked by NAC+.
Bravo, bravo. What a star player.
Oh, mama.
And when you say the plus, he's in that Alive and Well combination. It has a couple of nutrients that enhance the absorption and the efficacy of NAC.
The utilization, absolutely.
Yes. Right.
He goes on to say NAC+ decreases frequency, duration, and symptoms in patients with chronic bronchitis.
That's right.
And NAC Plus improves symptoms associated with Parkinson's disease and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
ALS, right. Got all of those, the tremors and everything. Go ahead.
And treats HIV infection. Wow. Reduces tissue inflammation. Reduces your risk of insulin resistance. Reduces symptoms associated with schizophrenia. Whoa!
Yeah, we have many, many pages on NAC and psychiatric disorders and how it helps so many of these different things.
He goes on to say that it also, NAC Plus, prevents addictive behaviors such as binge eating, drug addiction, especially cocaine addiction, and other compulsive behaviors such as nail biting, by normalizing the neurotransmitter glutamate.
Okay, and no, I want to continue that one thing about NAC here about the psychiatric and neurological, just to back that up about what
they
say.
Go ahead, and there's
NAC
more.
NAC has, and this is the doctors and all the citing of clinical trials relative to this. NAC Plus, great promise for psychiatric and neurological disorders. NAC Plus shows particular promise in the treatment of mental health disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder clinical trials, depression clinical trials stated, and substance abuse disorders. It's known to modulate pathophysiological, means toxic physiologic processes, such as oxidative stress, nerve inflammation, neuroinflammation, and dysregulation of dopamine neurotransmitter systems, the feel-good hormone, okay? That contribute to psychiatric and neurological disorders, clinical trials. According to a systematic review published in the medical journal Neuroscience and Behavioral Reviews. And this is the quote of the doctors in the review. In this systematic review, we find great favorable evidence for the use of NAC in psychiatric and neurological disorders, says the doctors in the review, particularly autism, Alzheimer's disease, cocaine and cannabis addiction, bipolar disorder, depression, trichotillomania, whatever that is, nail biting, skin picking, obsessive compulsive disorder, schizophrenia, drug-induced neuropathy, that's all nerve destruction, and progressive myoclonic epilepsy. Disorders such as anxiety, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and traumatic brain injury have evidence in studies that overall NAC treatment is completely safe and well-tolerated.
And you wonder why we haven't heard about this before? Because this is a nutrient. It's an amino acid. It's part of the protein complex. It's a food source. And taken in supplemental form, it has all of these remarkable benefits.
Right.
Why haven't you heard about it before? It's because, again, it's a nutrient.
That's right.
Guess who doesn't deal with nutrients? The drug industry.
Right.
Guess who else doesn't deal with nutrients and nutrition science? Practicing physicians. They are not instructed in nutrition. They're instructed in how to use chemical pharmaceuticals, which have some benefit. But as you know, they don't cure much of anything.
No.
But by using the nutrients, which rebuild, restore, renew individual cell life in every part of your body, that regeneration of new cells helps to eradicate what the health problem would be.
And that just exactly what was Dr. Mercola then says, was NAC Plus targeted because it fights COVID-19? Mm-hmm. And he says, yes. Among NAC Plus many benefits is the ability to reduce viral replication of viruses, including influenza virus, he cites. During the pandemic, says the doctor, NAC Plus emerged as a tool for preventing and treating COVID-19, he says, including the hypercoagulation, a lot of blood, that can result in stroke and blood clots that impair the ability to exchange oxygen in the lungs. As noted in the medical journal in 2020, he's talking about this. Based on a broad range of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory mechanisms, say the specialists, the oral administration of NAC Plus is likely to attenuate that reduce the risk of developing COVID-19, as it was previously demonstrated for influenza and influenza-like viruses. And then he goes on to say how it was targeted because it threatened the use of drugs and other things like that.
And the
it was
drug,
a safe, natural
that's, and the supplement. Drug industry petitioned the FDA to take it off the market, did their best, and the FDA says, well, you know, it's been used as a drug before it was ever used as a vitamin. Therefore, it's really a drug. But that has nothing to do with that function of the nutrient. It isn't a drug effect. It's a cell restoration effect. It's a rejuvenating effect, natural metabolic function of the body. It isn't a drug. So that battle is going on in the courts, even as we speak. The FDA still wants to take it off the market. Why? Because the drug industry doesn't want it on the market. And if the drug industry can get their exclusive hands on it, they will then increase the price of NAC by astronomical numbers.
That's
where now
right.
It may cost 10 or 15 or 20 cents a capsule, it'll cost you $20 or 50 or 100.
Right. All of that. So what a great nutrient and all the great things, you know?
But there's another list I want to go through.
Okay, go through the list.
It might be a little bit too much, okay? People say it can't do all these things.
So it does. And Mercola, this is Mercola citing all of these clinical trials that demonstrate that.
Polycystic ovary syndrome increases the survival rate of people with chronic heart failure, increased survival of patients who've had a heart attack, reduces your risk of heart disease, aids in recovery from brain injury, treats Helicobacter pylori infection when used in addition to other natural therapies.
H. pylori, that people probably know what that is.
Protects against gentamicin-induced hearing loss.
Right, that's
in
a drug.
Yeah.
That's right. That induces hearing loss.
In regeneration of bone, speeding up bone mineralization.
Yeah, and we've read many things, and even that the Marines follow the use of NAC, the NAC Plus, to regenerate hearing, to prevent hearing loss in their Marines doing their shooting training, because they were getting a lot of hearing loss, to prevent it by 60%, they said, and also to regenerate it when they have lost hearing. And now it became an absolute use by the Marines, the NAC Plus, to prevent and reverse hearing loss. Okay.
And if you're interested, you may have heard me say this before, but if you're interested in NAC Plus, let me add my bon mot, okay?
Bon mot, good word.
And that is that I had emphysema. I didn't know I had emphysema. I had bad lungs my whole life
from the time you were born.
From the time I was a four-day-old infant, okay? And managed to survive with allergies and lung conditions and inflammation and infection my whole life. Anyway, I finally went to a doctor, and he says, look, you've got emphysema. That's chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's all these black marks in your lungs on the x-ray and the inflamed tissue of your lungs. There's no cure for that, but you can take the drugs, and that'll help you get by for a little while longer. I said, thank you, no. So I started using NAC Plus. And went back the following year for a follow-up inspection to see what was happening with my lungs. And the doctors asked me, what have you been doing? I said, And he said, well, here's last year's x-rays with all the emphysema and the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease symptoms, and here's today's x-rays, and there's no symptom evidence whatsoever.
Right, I remember
no
that
black,
day.
No black scar tissue, no inflammation, no swelling, no congestion. What did you do? I said, oh, well, I did take NAC+. And he said, after a silence, he said, what? That was his knowledge of NAC. NAC is remarkable by holistic physicians who've been using it for years to combat the very problems that have been discussed here.
That's right. Eliminates abnormal. One of the definitions they absolutely allow, eliminates abnormal, excessive mucus congestion.
And I had that my whole life.
And prevents the death of the alveoli. Even Dr. Siegel came on and
said
that at the time with COVID, and it hit, which was because the alveoli are the lung, are the cells in the lungs that breathe. That enable the lungs to breathe.
Tell me about it.
And he was saying it's critical to take the NAC+. He was talking about this when the big thing came out.
I know.
He says because it prevents the death of the alveoli, the cells in the lungs that breathe.
But you didn't catch his bon mot at the end of that discussion.
What'd he say?
He said, ask Dennis Jones. He knows all about those bad
lungs.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, he did.
He did.
Well,
he's always
okay. Can I ask Dennis Jones about a certain thing? Can I say something to Dennis Jones? I think you're going to let me. And that is, you know, in one way, Den, I can go along with you on something you've said for a long time. Gary, do you want to maybe get this, you know, stabilized in there so it will never be erased?
Would you mark this down?
Gary won't let it get erased.
An historical moment. She's going to follow up on something that I said.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
So here it is. You said that you felt that dancing was not the most important thing on the planet, but that I seem to make it that way because I grew up with that, and I think it's just fabulous, and I always wanted you to dance, and you resist that.
Yeah.
You said it's not the most important thing on the planet, correct?
Yeah.
Guess what, Den?
Who?
I now am starting to go along with you because a Maine doctor article just came out. This just came out. And I want to see you to hear this.
Are you going to attribute this to male dominance again?
I'm not going to attribute anything to male dominance. Let me clear my throat on that one. Okay? I didn't mean to throw up in the middle of the show. Sorry, Gary. Okay.
You don't mind if I bite my tongue, though, do you?
Bite your tongue,
okay,
kid.
All right?
But here's one way, and you can look at the positive. I'm kind of going along with you because dancing was up there, you know, shining up in the light.
I know.
Well, here. This has outshined it on this one, okay?
Okay.
And by a doctor, a medical doctor. Dr. M.D., Isaac Elias, E-L-I-A-Z, has just written this up in January 24, 2024, okay? M.D.
And he said the first thing out of his mouth was, Dennis was right.
You know, I think he wanted to say that, but he was afraid I wouldn't listen to him if I, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just doesn't like to get too pushy.
Oh, I understand
So
that.
Here's what the doctor reports. What falling in love does to your heart and brain, says the doctor. It's no secret that falling in love affects the heart and brain, he says. Romantic phrases like, my heart skipped a beat, and head over heels in love allude to the topsy-turvy feeling that falling in love can bring, and that's no coincidence. While something as intricate and complicated as love can't be simply defined by physiology, researchers have uncovered some of the science of what this powerful emotion does to the heart and brain.
All right.
Love is felt in the brain more than the heart.
Hmm.
Wow, says the doctor. Many of our most common idioms related to love have to do with the heart. While the heart does play a role in the physiology means physical action of love, it's the chemistry in the brain that creates the feelings we're most familiar with. As thousands of years, boy, oh boy, oh boy, of poem, I don't think he has clinical trials written down for thousands of years.
I don't think so.
But he's saying, as thousands of years of poems, songs, and stories can attest, falling in love is a profoundly exhilarating experience. Euphoria, that's bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Euphoria, increased energy, hyper-focus on the loved one, and intense emotions. These feelings are connected with specific neural, that's nerve activity from chemicals in the brain, and he lists here dopamine. This chemical involves the brain's reward system made in the hypothalamus. This chemical plays a part in mate selection, as experiencing the feel-good chemical dopamine around a partner. Ooh, would encourage two people to stick together. I would have to say the dancing. Can I just interrupt here?
I don't know.
Does dopamine too.
Are you quoting him with that statement? Is that a quotation that
it's
he?
It's not.
Had?
It's something. Dancing. I'm not saying you're a dope, except sometimes I would. You're a dope if you don't dance.
Well.
Don't dance. Don't ask me. Okay. So
falling
anyway.
Falling in love with love is falling for make believe.
Falling in love with love is playing the
Back to the article.
Now, okay. Okay, this chemical, dopamine, plays a part in mate selection, as experiencing the feel-good chemical dopamine around a partner would encourage two people to stick together, all right? A loving look, warm embrace, and physical affection all encourage a release of dopamine. He cites all the clinical medical trials.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends it with, dopamine, while making us feel good, can also be dangerous.
Really?
He says that? It's the same chemical that activates when people do drugs or binge eat and has been studied extensively in relation to addiction.
So you're falling in love with a drug.
Well, you take NAC at the same time and you don't get addicted. That's what we do. Okay. This makes sense considering that partners falling in love often become addicted to each other's company. Now, this is very applicable for right now because we just read that NAC plus prevents addiction. So you just fall in love and you take NAC. If things go wrong and the attachment is interrupted, this can result in irrational behavior and withdrawal symptoms, okay? You can get withdrawal on that one, okay? So so he speaks more about the broken heart and oxytocin that is enhanced with love. And studies have shown that this natural hormone, cytoxin, has anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. Okay, on and on and on about the great things, okay, can lower blood pressure, and he gives the sources. He has all kinds of medical sources that he lists at the end of this article. Isn't that incredible? Okay.
Incredible.
It is incredible, and you don't have to be a dope. You don't have to be a dope to fall in love, but you have a dope. You can be a dope if you don't dance. Okay? Dopey.
That's
dopey,
quite a circuitous
you
route.
Want dopamine,
that,
dance,
I don't think he meant that at all.
Well,
he wasn't
if you're
implying.
Dancing and you're holding each other and you're allowing that stimulation, it works with that.
Yeah.
Get the connection and all the health.
But situations. When you're holding each other, the other things come to mind besides dancing.
What? What are you going to say?
Well,
what's the gap in the story?
What does the song say?
The song says, I won't dance, don't ask me. Mm-hmm. Is that what it says?
Why?
Why?
Why? Because when I hold you in my arms, I have other things in my mind besides dancing.
Well, dancing, when your feet get, you start moving around a little.
It's not the feet I'm talking about.
I'm afraid right now that Gary has to turn this show off. It's been nice that you've listened to us. I appreciate that. But I think we've gone one step too far in the dance. Let's get back to the information.
How about some science? Let's do that.
Let's do some science. And here is a big-time medical journal, just reporting medical. But they do say here in their medical, that supplements boost brain power.
Do they ever?
They really do. And their supplements, the B complex that they're talking about.
And the NAC plus.
That's right. But they're
incredible.
Listing, I'm talking here. These doctors, breaking news, studies, and medical updates, this just came out. And again, they are medical doctors. B complex prevents older adults from strokes. And these B complex are involved in the breakdown of homocysteine, a building block of protein. High homocysteine levels increase the risk for Alzheimer's disease. Vitamin B supplementation slowed cognitive decline and brain shrinkage when they gave that to patients.
Right.
Super pure fish oils, the omega-3s and the purest fish oils, benefit people with age-related memory complaints. Studies showed that 2.2 grams of these omega-3s taken daily led to significant cognitive benefits compared with anything else. And phosphatidylserine, they also say, work beautifully.
Well, omega-3 fatty acids, the EPA and the DHA, two major anti-inflammatory components which reduce inflammation. And as you've heard us say ad nauseum, inflammation is considered the primary source, the sole source of the beginning of all health degeneration. So if you can prevent or remove or remedy the inflammatory response that's going on, inflammatory response, you reduce the destruction of the natural health-building components in your cells and in your bloodstream. And the super pure omega-3 fish oils do just that. They reduce the inflammation. They help restore the elasticity and the plasticity of your capillaries and all your blood passageways. Keep in mind, capillaries are tiny, tiny, tiny. They are microscopic. They just, when they get plugged up with any kind of plaquish components, they no longer provide the proper blood highway to the cells that lead to your brains or your heart or whatever other organ in your body or any other cell. But when you use the super pure omega-3 fish oils, say holistic physicians who've been using this for years, say by the time you get 3 grams a day of EPA and DHA, you provide your brain a perfect lubrication job, a perfect anti-inflammatory. Your eyes, a perfect lubrication, perfect anti-inflammatory, perfect circulation. Your heart, the same improvements.
Right.
Because it's reducing the chronic beginner of all disease, which is considered to be inflammation.
And the brain is a fat, as we've made up this point, as a zillion doctors have, okay? Mm. And that is that the fat of the brain's fat, 60% of your brain is made up of that EPA and the DHA, which are in and prolific in the purest form of fish oils.
That's
and
it, baby.
You're giving your brain its body, its substance, everything that it is.
That's right.
I mean, it has a zillion effects like that.
Okay? Amen.
And I want you to read, because this was the doctor's report, big news here about a plastic additive right
there. A plastic additive?
Go right ahead.
That's not going to be healthy.
No, this is big news, just came out.
Word for word, folks, just as the doctor wrote it. Plastic additive linked to autism and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. A study published in PLOS 1 found that children with autism spectrum disorder or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder often have a reduced ability to clear out the common plastic additive bisphenol A. from their bodies, resulting in increased exposure to the chemical, the lessened ability to clear the environmental pollutants from their bodies. Get that?
Yes.
Environmental pollutants, folks. That's where the stuff comes from. The lessened ability to clear environmental pollutants from their bodies is, a, quote, the first hard biochemical evidence of what the linkage is between BPA and the development of autism or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, said the study's lead author, T. Peter Stein, Ph.D., of Rowan University. He's the one who did the tests, okay?
Yes, that's it on that one big-time article. And you know what's so, here are the things, again, that if you want to have a brain and you want to have the focus and you want to be, first of all, you don't take anything in those plastics and you watch out everything you eat and consume. And here's Al Sears, M.D., another big-time doctor, and he quotes here, there are so many of them that he quotes, at least 20 medical clinical trials. He calls them the references for everything he says. And he backs all of these things are backed up. We could spend all day just going through all the medical clinical trials. And this is a big-time doctor, Al Sears, M.D. Take these supplements, he says, to transform your brain's health.
Okay.
Says the doctor.
I'm ready.
The clinical trials.
But he's not a druggy doctor. He's a holistic physician, okay?
Okay. And he says these are the nutrients that you need to do to prevent and fight Alzheimer's. Even if you haven't got this condition, these nutrients will transform the health of your brain, says the doctor and the clinical trials. His top one right here is acetyl L-carnitine.
Boy, oh baby.
He says ALC. This is an amino acid, and many, many studies show that it prevents brain aging and slows the progress of existing brain diseases, clinical trials to clinical. ALC promotes brain health by restoring the function of nerve growth factor, NGF, a protein produced in your brain. It controls the growth and maintenance of neurons. As you get older, your levels of NGF, nerve growth factor, go down. Research shows that the decline in this NGF leads to a major drop, I'm going to give this to you in a minute, in the way brain cells perform. And the loss of this growth factor can lead to degenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's. ALC reverses this decline and also promotes the survival and growth of your neurons, clinical. Like NGF, your levels of acetyl-L-carnitine decrease with age, and studies show this can put you at risk for brain degeneration. Take ALC as a supplement.
Can I make the distinction?
Yes, that's what I wanted you to talk about right now.
Okay, you've heard of acetyl, carnitine. L-carnitine is an amino acid. And L-carnitine is great for muscles and strength and endurance. But the brain will not let L-carnitine into the brain. There's the blood-brain barrier. Maybe you've heard of this before. But the brain has super protective abilities to reject other components that it does not want in its environment, in its cells. L-carnitine is one that the brain rejects. Acetyl L-carnitine, however, is the doors are flung wide open for acetyl L-carnitine. Why? Because the brain loves it. It regenerates, get this, it regenerates the mitochondrial function of every nerve in your brain. The neurotrophic factors are increased, creating new healthy brain cells, new nerves with acetyl L-carnitine. Acetyl L-carnitine is a major anti-inflammatory, and it encourages the growth of new mitochondria, energy-producing cells, to keep your brain young and alive as it can possibly be. That, along with the R-alpha-lipoic acid, make a terrific 1-2 punch for new neuronal activity, nerve function in the brain.
Yes, and you know, the important thing is to realize, too, is that European doctors, not run by pharmaceutical drugs, but European doctors have used acetyl L-carnitine. It's been a major thing for the functioning of the brain for many, many, many decades.
That's right.
That's their top player. that acetyl form, but also it passes the heart barrier, so it's also a great nutrient to be in there to help the heart.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, it passes the liver barrier and helps the liver to, sugars can turn, with the liver's trying to get rid of the terrible toxic sugars that we consume. And foods that turn to these sugars. And the sugars make up a bad fat. It's a negative fat, and the liver's trying to clear them out, but it toxifies and fattens the liver, and they're called these toxic are called triglycerides, and the acetyl-L-carnitine also helps the liver to function better and break down the triglycerides. It's a multitudinous hero in so many different ways. Okay.
Yeah, and again, the sugars are the instigating negative component. The sugar, when you eat sugar. Which I hope you get a grip on sugar and not eat it anymore. Fruits, sugars, eating the fruits, yes. Drinking the fruit juice is a high concentration of sugars because it takes several fruits to make a glass of juice. But eating the fruit, an orange or an apple or a pear or berries or strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, all of those things are sweet to taste and they're delicious. But if you make a juice out of them, it takes many more oranges to make a juice than eating an orange, and that raises the blood sugar. Then the pancreas says we got to get this sugar taken care of, so we'll make insulin to deliver the sugar to the cells, and the cells will burn it up. But after a while, the cells say, look, I don't want you around anymore, insulin. It's called insulin rejection. And so the body has to turn that sugar into fat to get rid of the sugars because that's so inflammatory. Then the liver has to deal with that conversion of sugar into fat. That can create a fatty liver condition.
Right.
And or elevated liver enzymes, both of which destroy the function of the liver.
That's right.
So, and again, here again, NAC plus helps the liver to rebuild itself,
That's right.
restore
That's
itself.
That's the leading thing used okay? medically to help the liver to rebuild.
So.
Yes. And I'm glad we're bringing this up too, because you've talked about inflammation, and here's a big time new thing by another top doctor, Dr. Blaylock, MD, and he goes on and on. He talks about the discovery of a metabolic cancer link. And he's talking about how this was well known since Dr. Otto Warburg got the Nobel Prize in Physiology of Medicine in 1931. And he was calling here that cancer is a metabolic disease. And he was quoting another top doctor in clinical trial, Dr. Thomas Seyfried, cancer is a metabolic disease. And one of the main things he starts with, I want you to read this, okay? And that is, I'll give it to you in a minute, the conversion of a cancer cell can occur with prolonged inflammation and gene interest,
inflammation.
Yeah, inflammation and gene, not blue genes or genes pants, G-E-N-E injury, as happens with COVID injections, which impair cancer suicide genes that recognize when a cell is either not able to repair itself or disposed to become a cancer. In those cases, this gene will kill the cell. All cells have suicide genes. But mutations of the suicide genes alone will not cause cancer to become malignant. This, they must have malfunctioning metabolism as well. And he talks about the COVID injections, the constant inflammation caused by these injections triggers cancers by damaging mitochondria. And that effect, he says, that, explains the 143,000% increase in cancer being seen worldwide among those who were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on that even dormant cancers become high action, breast cancer, vaccination, spike protein of these injections into the bone marrow in high concentrations. So then he goes on to say, can you talk about the inflammation and the cancer?
Well, cancer is an outgrowth of, say holistic physicians, chronic inflammation. How does inflammation occur in your body? It's what you eat. It's what is put into the environment by the chemical industry and by government. All the vaccines contain a mercury or other adjuvant, which increases the effectiveness of the injection itself. But in the long term, it creates another toxic situation which leads to disease. And that creates inflammation, fire in every
that's
cell in
right,
your body.
That's right.
Fire. How much fire can it be? Come on. I don't. My arm, my leg isn't on fire. I don't feel any heat. Keep in mind, folks, the fire is affecting each individual cell in your body. How many cells do you have? They're all microscopic. You can't see any one of them. It has to be a microscope before you see a human cell. But human cells create, within each human cell, creates the energy for that part of the anatomy. Whether it's a heart cell, a brain cell, a leg cell, a finger cell, whatever it is, that cell is involved with metabolism. And the metabolism is creating life and energy for every cell in your body. Well, the inflammation burns up these microscopic little pieces called cells, because in each of those cells are mitochondria.
Right.
And the mitochondria in each cell vary. The population varies with where the location of the cell is. If it's a skin cell, it has some mitochondria, yeah. But a heart cell has, get this, a heart cell has up to 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. What? 5,000 whatever's cells? I can't see it. That's right. It's microscopic. It's that tiny. So how much excess heat would it take to destroy that little mitochondria?
Right.
How much heat would it take to burn up that one little cell? Well, that's what sugar does. And that's what refined carbohydrates do. They all turn to sugar. The bread, the flour products, the bread, the pots, the bagels, the cereals, grains, granolas, you name the treat. All the doodahs, the whiz-bangs, and the yum-yums all turn into sugar, which creates chronic inflammation, fire.
Right. And it's amazing how, again, you have an affiliation with Dr. Blaylock and all of things that he's talking about, because it's exactly what he's saying. He says the standard American diet, says the doctor in this new publication, fuels cancer. We've known for a long time, says the doctor, that cancer cells use glucose as a fuel, just like you
cancer
said.
Cancer can't live without sugar.
Right. A glucose tracer is also used to scan cancerous tumors, a PET scan. Unfortunately, the American Cancer Society and most practicing oncologists, cancer doctors, tell cancer patients, and I want you to comment
patients,
that it is vital to maintain their weight during their illness, even if that means eating carbohydrates broken down into glucose. In fact, one large group of doctors even told cancer patients they should eat birthday cake or pies to maintain their weight. These foods are fertilizers, says the doctors, for cancer. Cancer patients have to avoid them at all costs. The strongest link to uncontrolled cancer cell growth is the consumption of glucose. And Americans eat far too many carbohydrates. Virtually everything that we consume is sweetened with sugar, as well as artificial sweeteners such as aspartame, carcinogenic. Okay? And he, interesting, because that's exactly what you've had to say, very much what you've had to say. That's exactly what the original doctors had to say when we opened our first health food store. There's only one food fuel for cancer cells, like all the viruses, et cetera, and that is glucose. It feeds them right away within 10 minutes. And he then says the supplements, such as the B vitamins, enhance the mitochondrial function for you to fight the cancer.
Cellular energy.
And he says here, I want you to comment on this. The supplement PQQ enhances mitochondrial function to help you to fight cancer.
Oh, baby.
Talk about it.
PQQ is pyrroloquinolone. Pyrroloquinolone is a major antioxidant. It's a major... it rebuilds mitochondria. especially in the brain, in the heart as well, and other muscle tissue as well. But the major organs are have a real appetite for pyridoquinolone quinone because it creates new mitochondria. So if you're 50 years old, you have mitochondria in your cells, yes, but it ain't the mitochondria you had when you were 18 because you don't have the energy you had when you were 18. It's the mitochondria that creates the energy. Oh, yeah, but my heart is okay. Otherwise, a doctor would have said, your heart is okay for a 50-year-old, but it's not an 18-year-old energy. You can't run a 100-yard dash. You can't do all the physical things you could do when you were 18 because you don't have the muscle strength, the heart strength, the lung capabilities to handle that kind of a stress. And that's because your mitochondria are 50 years old. And they're starting to die off and they're becoming weaker. Well, pyridoquinolone quinone, say holistic physicians, rebuilds the mitochondria, creates new, strong, youthful mitochondria.
And brain power, that is what brain power is, very high intensive PQQ, is it not, dear?
Absolutely. It creates new mitochondria function in every cell in your brain and your heart and your vital organs. So that's what holistic physicians are recommending is PQQ, pyridoquinolone quinone, along with alpha-lipoic acid. Why? It's alpha-lipoic acid along with acetyl L-carnitine are a team which creates strong, new, youthful, energized mitochondria.
And you know another connection right to the mitochondria because they're showing how that it has to be sugar-free and everything else, the ketogenic diet. Approximately 41,000 died women died of breast cancer in 2019, and 268,000 new cases are seen each year in the U.S. And this doctor is quoted, Dr. Siegfried made some interesting observations. He demonstrated that healthy mitochondria reverse most of the mutations we see in cancers, and the health of the chromosome depends on the health of the mitochondria. And he's making about how important it is to have healthy mitochondria. The cell nuclei of cancerous cells can be removed with healthy mitochondria, and only healthy cells, not tumor. In the final analysis, the most important factor is mitochondria healthy and functioning. And just exactly what you had to say on that one.
Well, I say it because I've read a host of physicians, holistic physicians,
and anti-cancer,
stating that very fact.
That's right.
Okay. So the rapid aging process is a rapid aging and degeneration of the mitochondria. And by using the nutrients, as holistic physicians recommend, the mitochondria are created a new mitochondria, not just rejuvenating old ones, but rejuvenating new ones. Okay?
Right. And you can rejuvenate, whether you're going to do a lot towards rejuvenating that mitochondria in your heart and soul, not just by the dancing, and not just by the romance, and not just by the supplements, but come to Alive and Well. We are there for you. Remember, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. Nothing about medications. But we love to sit with zero charge, never a charge, in a beautiful, comfortable area and share wonderful information as these doctors are sharing with us. We share the medically approved information about what they learn. So make an appointment, 877-4950. You can sit down with Dennis or Mona, no charge, but it's wonderful to get this information. And it's great to make an appointment so we're not with somebody else or doing something else. 877-4950. You can also call that number. Have everything made for you at the gorgeous Broth Cafe. Have your parties. Don't eat the bad stuff. Do the wonderful, delicious, marvelous things you get there. And any supplements you like, anything you want, it's all there for you.
And we are not doctors. We report what doctors say. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time, folks, that
optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.